Friday on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Well, we've woken up to this very, very sad news today. Once again, we're talking about one of our local, well, fundamentally public playgrounds where people go out on weekends to beautiful settings on the fringes of our city or a bit further out and enjoy a frolic in the water, and we've had another tragedy. It's under the heading in the Cairns Post today, "Man Dies at Waterfall." A man in his 20s has died after falling. Had a popular Cairns waterfall yesterday afternoon. Queensland Ambulance and the Fire and Emergency Services crews responded to reports a person had fallen at Isabella Falls at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There were reports bystanders started CPR on the patient before emergency services arrived on scene. Isabella Falls, located in a residential area at Edmonton, is known for its slippery and dangerous rocks. Edmonton residents have previously called for an end to public access at the dangerous waterfall. Now, over the years, invariably in these matters, I turn to Brett Moller. Why? Because Brett's banging the drum at every opportunity. Well, to get signage to make these things safer and to take whatever steps are possible, humanly possible, to make these places safer. So we haven't had the success that I think residents would hope we would have had at Isabella Falls. I've just put a call through to Brett, the Division 1 councillor, just re-elected, and he's on the line. Yes, he is. Councillor Brett Moller, good morning.
Oh, good morning, John.
Brett, you've been banging the drum on these matters for a long time, but can we just specifically focus on Isabella for a moment? The fact that it says here, oh, it's located in a residential area at Edmonton. How residential? How far from the nearest, you know, houses, if you like, or streets?
It's the western suburb of Edmonton, Wiseman Road west, that goes up to Isabella close there on the hill. So that's the residential area. As you said, John, it's a pristine area. Very, very difficult, as I said, with creeks to, there's multiple entry points. Now we did lose, young Christian, in December, the young 17-year-old in very similar circumstances, climbing up those falls and slipped and fell, and now we've had another tragedy yesterday with a rather younger, in his 20s, but an Israeli visitor, and condolences to, obviously, his family and friends. But again, climbing up those falls, John, and there have been a number of deaths there. With Christian's passing in December, at our January meeting, I moved a general business motion following on from our work at the Babinda Boulders and the safety audit we did there. I requested that we also do one at Isabella, but also all of our recreational swimming holes in our Cairns Regional Council area, noting that we also lost a young Japanese tourist at Crystals over Christmas as well.
Yes.
It's far too many tragedies, far too many deaths. But as you opened up with, I always say that we've got to keep looking at it, looking at safety in different ways to try and understand why the messaging is not getting through. We've certainly got signs there at Isabella illustrating the dangers, illustrating the deaths at that particular site. Very prominent.
Yes.
Very prominent.
Yes.
Continually disregarding for personal safety. So it's getting into the psychic of what sort of signage will deliver the message. It's a lot different environment to Babinda Boulders, which is a big recreational park, and we have the depot team there. We've got cement pathways, barbecue areas. Since the new signage went in there with the education program, together with compliance, we are seeing a behavioural change down there.
Oh, okay.
Police are also very active down there now because we've brought in the regulations, so they can order people out of the no-go zone. And so that seems to now be working with police and council working together on that safety audit. Isabella's just a, it's the falls and then the creek. It is a lovely space, John, in there, but in the residential area. But once you get into the creek with the rainforest and the rock pools, a lovely area on the flat where it is safe.
Yeah.
It is safe. You can have a swim there, but for some reason they seek to climb up these slippery rocks with pretty thick vegetation and scrub to get to the higher pools on the waterfall. And it's quite a height, about 70 metres, I believe. So it's a significant drop. And, of course, with dire consequences. And sadly, this is what's happened again. I did recently read a coroner's report from a death of a young lady there in 2002. And exactly what you and I have talked about, she was hopping on boulders with thick green moss. And she slipped and hit her head and then fell into the water and then over the fall. So horrendous. And, of course, the nature of the injuries that you get with such a fall and the rocks, it's just, oh, look, you know, as I said to you, with young Christian's passing, that was quite personal. He was in the cohort with at school with my youngest daughter, good friends, you know, and just devastating. So we, I am getting a briefing. I sent an email to the officers yesterday because I did request that safety audit report in the January meeting.
Yes,
it is underway, and of course we'll take whatever lessons that we can. Usually, any recommendations from the coroner, we look to implement. We haven't had any directions from the previous coroner's report in terms of what else we might do there. But as I said, we will certainly have a look at it and look at it a different way in terms of safety and anything we can do. But we really do need to do this audit across all of our swimming spots, given what's happening recently. Certainly, we know that social media plays a part in this. Both the beautiful settings that we see on social media, but also some of the inherent dangerous behaviour that we don't want to see on social media, but it's there. We don't want to see that where it encourages other people to take their own lives into risk by going to no-go zones and not respecting the inherent dangers with rocks, currents, cavities and everything else that goes with it.
And this audit you're talking about of all swimming spots, my God, that's going to be a challenge. It's obviously very comprehensive. I'm just thinking about Isabella too with that circumstance. Can you think of any sort of structure? Because in other discussions we've had, we talk about fencing and whatever else. Is there anything at all physically that could be done at Isabella to limit the level of danger that is obviously there?
Well, again, you've got to... Well, okay, the practicalities of it, if you put fencing up near a creek, of course, when it floods, the fence will be damaged, you know. Sometimes you put a barrier up and then with the current pushing up against the barrier, that might create a dangerous situation in itself if someone's trapped. Signage is obviously important. As I said, there's multiple entry points. So where does the fence start? Where does it end? And it's really coming back to the educational process and trying to understand the disregard for signage. But it will be a comprehensive audit. And, you know, the popular swimming spots, we need to understand the safety issues around and educate the public on that. Again, Crystal Cascades, the event, the tragedy there was in the no-go zone. You know, these are all in no-go zones, John, that are, you know, are clearly signed. But this human behaviour, as I said, you know, safety is a personal responsibility first and foremost. That's the message we've got to get out to people.
When you're talking about this comprehensive audit, are you talking about, you know, a handful, or could it be as many as dozens of these swimming holes that would be included in the audit?
No, I think it's the popular one, John. I mean, we've so many creeks in far north Queensland, everybody will have their own little spot. But
yes.
the particularly popular ones where we're seeing these events, that's what I want to see audit done, because they are a public space. Again, Crystals, we've got a responsibility there with the car park and that.
Mm.
As with the boulders, Isabella, we don't have. But, you know, because of its close proximity to Cairns and that residential development at Edmonton, it's, you know, easily accessible up the creek. And it's, you know, again, you balance the beauty of far north Queensland and where we live with those natural assets, but that danger and that risk that also goes with it, you know, which is what we've got to do better informing and having our residents understand, not just the residents but the visitors as well.
Exactly. As always, very comprehensive coverage of these matters. Brett, appreciate this. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, John.
That's the Division 1 Cairns Councillor, Brett Moller.